Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. And today we're taking a look at an application story involving AI testing and the U.S. Army. Sandbox AQ just released the AQ Cat 25 EV2, a quantitative AV AI model trained on a data set with 13.5 million high-fidelity quantum chemistry calculations across 47,000 intermediate catalyst systems. As their press release mentions, this is the only large-scale catalytic AI model to include the magnetic data of spin polarization, which helps to increase the accuracy of model predictions since many abundant metals such as cobalt, nickel, and iron are spin polarized. And just recently, Sandbox AQ worked with the U.S. using the former's AI-driven model to accurately predict a battery's state of health. And on the line to discuss that is Sandbox AQ's Ang Shao, who runs POINT on the company's battery research. So, Ang, thanks for joining us again. I believe the last time we spoke, we were talking about training the AI of the future. And, well, a whole lot's happened since then, not just at Sandbox AQ, but with AI in general. So let's start with this. Can you give us the executive overview of the AQ Cat 25 EV2? You know, what's it do, and what sort of problems do you hope it'll solve, or you know, issues it can prevent?
Thanks for having me, Jason. Really happy to be here. So, AQ Cat 25 EV2 is our latest AI-powered catalyst discovery model. Think of it as a large quantitative model for chemistry, kind of like large language model, but a train on meanings of temperatures and the catalyst structures. It's a text. What it does, it helps scientists predict how a catalyst will perform. Things like activity, stability, and selectivity. Before they even go into the lab, that saves a lot of time and cost compared to traditional trial and error experiments. Our goal is to make chemical research and development, R&D, faster and smarter, so companies can develop cleaner, more efficient processes for things like hydrogen production, carbon dioxide conversion, ammonia synthesis, and polymer manufacturing. These are core reactions behind the world's transition to clean energy and advanced materials.
Okay, let's discuss specifically your collaboration, the company's collaboration with the U.S. Army. You know, how did this partnership come about, and has Sandbox AQ ever worked with the military?
Yes, absolutely. Sandbox AQ have been collaborating with different branches of the U.S. Department of War for several years. So our partnership with the U.S. Army started through their Ground Vehicle System Center, GVSC, and also C5 ISR Center, so focusing on the battery materials development. They were looking for new ways to predict the battery safety and the performance, especially for soldier system and electric vehicle system that operate in extreme conditions, for example, like extremely high temperature, low temperature, and different conditions. We have already built one of the world's largest battery data sets. So over a million hours of testing data from military battery makers across various of set chemistries, for example, NMC cathode, NCA cathode, and silicon graphite anode. And the Army saw opportunities to combine that with our AI expertise. So the collaboration grew very naturally from there.
All right. And, you know, what makes the company's AI model such a good fit for the Army?
This is a great one, Jason. What makes our approach unique is that it's physics-informed AI. We don't just feed data. Our models actually learn the physical and the chemical principles that govern how battery behave That's critical for defense use. Will batteries face vibration, shock, extreme heat, or cold? Things that normal consumer batteries never experience. The Army needs to know not just when a battery will fail, but why. Our hybrid AI frameworks like LQM, large quantitative models, combining physics-based simulations with real-world testing data, gives them that level of insight. It's expandable, it's predictive, and it scales across different cell chemistries.
All right, and before I let you go, could you discuss the results of the Joint Battery Analytics Program?
Thanks, Jason. And of course, the results have been really encouraging. Together with Army's test engineers, we used our AI to predict the battery shelf life, or another name, the storage life, and a thinning mechanisms with over 90% accuracy. Even in scenarios that were not a part of the training data, the Army is helping Sandbox AQ validate those predictions experimentally, and we saw strong alignment. That means they can now prioritize which cells to test physically, saving months or years of testing time and meanings in cost. That's a great example of how AI and human expertise can work hand in hand to accelerate innovation.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Ang. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.